2 months into a kayak trip that could take up to 10 years, Freya Hoffmeister is looking for a hairdresser. She's not having much luck. It's a Monday, and the only shops open downtown cater to cruise traffic. Hoffmeister does her best to blend in.
And I will tell everybody who are asking me where I come from, I'm just from my cruise ship.
Hoffmeister's boat is a sleek, black-and-white, custom-built fiberglass kayak. It's one of five in her fleet. She's shipped three of them here to the U.S., and she has two in reserve in her home of Husum, Germany, just north of Hamburg. She plans to paddle the one she's in now as far as Homer or Kodiak this summer, then return to Seattle next spring and begin paddling south. After 3 months of that, she'll fly up to Kodiak or Homer and resume her trip northward in summer 2018. That's how you paddle around a continent.
You can eat an elephant, but you just have to cut it in reasonable pieces.
Hoffmeister wants a hairdresser to touch up a few streaks of gray. She's 53 now, a former gymnast, bodybuilder, and skydiver. Kayaking has been her obsession for 21 years since the birth of her son. It started in the sheltered waters of the Baltic, paddling with her boy in the rear hatch until he turned six. Then came a three-week trip along the coast of Newfoundland. Then, for Freya, there came Iceland, and there was no looking back.
Nobody could imagine to paddle around Iceland at that point. It was really only a handful of other experienced kayakers. I think it was number seven going around Iceland, first woman around New Zealand, and the second person around Australia, so and South America. Nobody has ever circled it.
Circling South America took Hoffmeister 4 years, 2011 to 2015. The following year, she paddled around Ireland, because she can.
I like to be exclusive. I like to be doing something which not everybody can do. And well, sure, everybody can go paddling, but not in these dimensions and not in this unknown areas. I mean, most areas of the world have been paddled. There's barely a white spot on the map on the coastlines which have not been paddled. Even the northwest patches have been paddled. But everything together and the whole thing is just simply not possible for most people.
Hoffmeister's kayak is plastered with the logos of her sponsors, but she also puts up much of the money for these trips herself. She owns a pair of Yanni's ice cream cafes in Husum, one of which converts into a Christmas store every October. She has a staff of 40 employees. She also has help managing her kayaking website and corporate sponsorship and her speaking tours. Hoffmeister pretty much has it all, except steady companionship. What started out as a kayaking blind date in Seattle with another paddler ended in Sitka when Hoffmeister and the guy decided to go their separate ways. She uses satellite telephone equipment to update her Facebook page every day, even with the candid details of a date gone bad.
Sometimes two people make two problems, but it's definitely nice to share, not only with the paddling partner, but also just, I'm sharing it usually online with my, updating my website and blog, but this is kind of a one-way communication. So it's and now it's time to look into the two-way communication.
Hoffmeister says that she has had many excellent paddling partners, and working on her social skills over a long trip helps keep her brain from rusting. It's just that most people don't understand the true effort, physical and logistical, required to mount trips of this scale. Since you've described this as your job, is it ridiculous to ask you, are you having fun?
Oh, yes, sure, I have fun. I wouldn't be here. Now, sure, there are also days which are quite boring, and then you just pedal along and yawning and keep your eyes closed and happy if the day is over and you arrive on the spot where you want to go. But then you take a day off and it's good again.
Hoffmeister likes to reprovision with as much fresh food as she can, especially an apple a day.
Which keeps the doctor away.
Yes, and she packs for 3 to 4 weeks at a time, which will put her next in Yakutat, she hopes, where she's still looking for a bed and a warm shower and a hairdresser. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.